Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Nicole, shall we fika?
I don't know. Does it involve vaginas?
No, just coffee and cake.
Well, in that case, yeah, why not? I'm in. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Following hot on the heels of hygge, the Danish concept that made staying in and being cosy cool, and then Nixon...
We've done that.
Yep, the Swedish art of doing nothing, comes fika. And it could be exactly what you need as the dark, colder days have rolled in. With the world in the current state that it's in, the daily reminders of the cost of living crisis, a never-ending to-do list, and all our usual mental stress, it's not a surprise that once again we're looking to our calmer, more enlightened and happier Scandinavian friends for ideas about how to get off the treadmill for a moment and enjoy the simpler things in life.
I still find it totally amazing that we have to teach ourselves these things.
They already know it. Our Northern European friends, they have to teach it to us.
That's what I'm saying.
We are not yet enlightened.
They're teaching us how to do nothing.
Yeah.
They're teaching us to stay at home
be
and
cozy.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Having to be taught it.
It's pretty pathetic.
It's alarming. Mm. So, what better way to take a break from the stress of modern life, clubbers, than by engaging in fika? Is that how you say it? You're doing fika?
Yes.
Fika is often translated as a coffee and cake break. That's nice. But really, it is so much more than that. Fika is a concept, a state of mind, an attitude, and an important part of Swedish culture. Many Swedes consider that it is almost essential to make time for fika every day. It means making time for friends and colleagues to share a cup of coffee and a little something to eat. Fika is actually a ritual.
And the word itself is both a noun and a verb.
That's why I keep getting confused as to how to use it.
Well, you can use it both
however
ways.
I like. Yeah. I'm going to fika. Yeah. I have fikaed.
Yeah, shall we fika?
Shall we fika?
Yeah.
I just did a fika.
Yeah.
Did a fika? Had a fika?
Had fika.
I just had fika.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do fika.
So I would say to you, Nicole, shall we fika? And you would say, yeah, I'd love to fika.
And then if someone, on the back of that, if someone said to me, what have you just been doing?
Fika.
I would say I've been fikaing.
Well, I don't know fikaing, but I don't. Why not?
I just had a fika.
I just fikaed.
I just fikaed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The word is believed to be a reversal of the syllables in the word kaffi, the old spelling of coffee. And originally it was the coffee itself, which was introduced in Sweden in the 18th century, that was considered the actual fika. But over the years, the accompanying baked treats, often called fikabröd, which is fika bread, became just as important, along with the social aspect of the custom. The arrival of patisserie in Sweden in the 19th century cemented the tradition as a coffee and cake custom enjoyed with friends.
This is quite an old, it's an old part of the culture.
Very much so, yes.
Nice. All Swedes consider it important to make time to stop and socialise, to take a pause. I love that they value pausing, socialising, connecting.
Yeah.
They really value it in their culture.
And understand why it's important.
Yeah. It refreshes the brain and strengthens relationships. What's more important than that? And it makes good business sense. Companies have better teams and are more productive where fika is institutionalised. Fika is so important and ingrained to the Swedish psyche as a custom that some companies add a clause to contracts stating that employees are entitled to fika breaks.
Yes.
Unbelievable. The Volvo factory plant in Sweden takes fika, and IKEA even talks about it on its website, saying, more than a coffee break, fika is a time to share, connect and relax with colleagues. Some of the best ideas and decisions happen at fika.
Love it.
Whilst they're fecaring, whilst they have fecaed.
Whilst they take feca.
Whilst they take feca. So, okay. I can't get my head around
just
it.
Just use it any way you want.
Well, I did,
like,
but then
no
you said
rules.
I. Well, you said I can't use fecaring. I am fecaring.
I haven't heard fecaring during this week.
I am having feca.
Yeah. The benefits of feca? Well, it promotes well-being, productivity, and it's a positive bit of respite in our overloaded and hectic days and in our lives. It helps with better connections and better conversations, and you don't focus on work for the time you are doing feca, and you'll find you've got improved productivity and creativity.
If you're saying you're doing feca,
yeah,
then why can't you say
fecaring?
Fecaring.
Maybe you can.
And creativity.
Do you want me to ask a Swede? I'll find one.
Do you know what I mean? You don't focus on work for the time you are doing feca. So yeah. You could also say you don't focus on work for the time you are fecaring.
Well, let's just take it and use it, because I don't think that the feca please are going to stop us.
Yeah.
You take it.
I'm going to.
You use it.
I'm going to.
And proudly.
I. But then it's like embarrassing if someone's like, what's fecaring? Well, everyone's going to say that
anyway.
No English people know what it is.
No, exactly. It's very, very flexible. You can feca outdoors if the weather's good, or indoors with one friend. You can feca with a group of friends. You can feca with colleagues. You can even, if you want, feca alone.
Do you have to have something to eat? Because let's say you just go for a coffee with a friend. Is that included in
definitely
feca?
Definitely. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be coffee. It could be tea. It's just classically, if you're going the full Swedish vibe, you'd go coffee and a cinnamon bun. But it could just be coffee, or it could just be tea, or it could just be a juice.
Could it be a walk?
I think it does have to come with a beverage.
It has to.
I think so, because I think the point is you're sitting,
you're pausing,
having a drink, refreshing yourself with something.
Oh, I think I've messed the week up.
Because feca is, that the word is means coffee backwards, basically, so... That's the idea. Know what I mean?
Right. Are there any downsides to feca?
Only a possible overconsumption of pastries. I mean, and frankly, is that even a thing? Like, for me, that's not even a thing.
That is a thing.
For me, it's not.
If you're eating 20 pastries a day, that's a thing.
I was thinking at the beginning of the week, okay, let's say, because you're supposed to take a feca break at 10 in the morning and then 3 in the afternoon. And let's say you take five.
It's like a child at school.
Yeah, but let's say you take 2 feca breaks in your working week. That's a lot of pastries. You know,
that's
10 pastries a week.
I have a problem with that. That's why I'm saying, does it have to involve a pastry?
It doesn't have to,
no. Pastry
a
lover.
Cup of coffee, yes.
Ginger shot?
I guess.
That's a beverage?
Yeah. Yeah. But not really if you're like sitting at a table, throw a shot down and then go, ooh, ooh. It's not really like, that's not really like a pause and a relax as much as it is to have a cappuccino with a friend. You know what I mean? You've always got to make it an endurance test. There's always got to be like some sort of competitive endurance going on there. Can't just sit the fuck down and have a cup of coffee like a normal person.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
I really have messed up the week. I've totally messed up the week, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I did really well.
Tell the listeners how to feca, then you can say how you've cocked it up.
So it's very easy, apparently.
Yeah, it really is.
Less prep and more spontaneous than the classic British afternoon tea. So you just take 10 to 30 minute breaks throughout your day. Obviously, as Lauren just said, it can be 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. like a child at school. And it's just take it throughout your day to reconnect yourself with others. A cup of coffee is pretty essential, as we've just said. But you can also have a green tea if you wish.
Yes.
You can also have a cup of mushroom tea. You can also have a cup of matcha.
Yeah.
You can have anything you want, as long as you're not like chugging it down and trying to speed the whole process up.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's just about reconnecting to yourself and to others. And the Swedish do like to combine it with a sugary pastry, but that's their popular choice because it's Sweden. But you can choose whatever you want. And that is it. That is it. You are all set to feca.
Sounds very simple.
How are you feeling about the week of feca?
Like delighted?
Beyond
delighted.
And we have had, I would say, up until this week, a sort of run of quite full, busy, full-on weeks. And we've had loads of days with back-to-back Zoom meetings. And we've sort of started work and then gone to get the kids and you've had half term for the last 9 months on the trot.
I have.
So we haven't had, I would say,
it's been chaos, hasn't it?
It does feel a bit like that. So this week felt very, I don't even want to say indulgent, necessary.
Yeah, but you've put the word out there now.
What?
Indulgent.
Hmm.
So come on, let's hear your week. How did you get on with it?
I'm going to tell you.
Were you happy to go into it? Did you have any reservations about it?
None.
No.
You had me at coffee and cinnamon bun.
But also, because it's under this banner of work.
Yeah.
Like we're fikering. We're going to fika this week.
Yes.
And that is a part of our job.
Yes.
So it was easier to fit it in.
It was, because it was our research for the week.
That's what I'm saying.
We had to take the break to do the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you saying? So like, even though we were taking a break, we were still working.
What I'm saying is I felt immensely guilty.
Did you?
Yeah.
Even though we were doing it for the show?
Well, that's why I had to keep reminding myself.
Wow.
I know.
I felt almost the opposite. I felt like I'm on a break, but I'm only on the break because I'm at work, which means I'm kind of still at work, even though I'm on my break. Weird.
Amazing. Well, that's what they do in Sweden. That's exactly what they do.
No,
it's part
I'm
of their job.
I'm saying that in a negative way. I felt like, here I am having fika, but really I'm still at work because I'm only doing the fika because I'm working. It's still part of the work.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
I was making a mental list of people that I would like to fika with, and I was just leaving my front door to go on the school run when my neighbour and friend, Karen, appeared on the doorstep with her little girl, Laura. She said, I haven't seen you for so long, I didn't think you'd be in, but Laura wanted to just come and give Barker a pat. And I looked at her and said, Karen, shall we fika? And she said, and looked at me like I was a mentalist. She said, I don't know. And I said, just say yes. She said, yes, okay, what is it? I said, well, it's a catch-up over coffee and a sweet pastry, preferably a cinnamon bun. She went, oh my God, I am totally in. So we've made an arrangement to fika on Thursday morning at her house. I can't wait. We've got so much to catch up on. I haven't seen her for ages. I'm really excited to be spending a nice hour with her. And I'm just loving this week. It was just a perfect moment of serendipity.
Can I be honest about something?
Yeah.
You always do the research for the shows.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like this whole cinnamon bun thing is very convenient. I'm not sure that's part of fika. I think you've added it in.
I swear.
Because you have used the words cinnamon bun about 60 billion times this week.
It is the Swedish pastry of choice. It's like having a British afternoon tea and saying scone with cream and jam.
Okay.
Or crumpet.
Okay.
If you go to IKEA, what do they sell?
Meatballs.
Yeah, and for pudding, cinnamon bun.
I don't eat in IKEA often.
Well, I don't eat in IKEA
often. And when I go to IKEA, I literally get in as early as I can. Yeah. You see an insurance desk again?
I time it. I put a stopwatch on and then I get the trolley and then I run and I do an endurance test to see if I can get past the saucepans in 6.4 hours. And then
hours? Seconds?
And then if I can pass the plastic bag clips without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
That.
And if I can get in and out within 30 minutes, I've done well.
I like a schmai around IKEA. A little potter, pick this up, put everything in the trolley, everything, and then get to the till and go, clearly I don't need 700 tea lights, and then put it all back.
Yeah.
That's what I like
as
to
you're
do.
At the checkout.
Yeah, like a really
that
annoying
must be so
person.
Annoying to be behind you.
It is a bit, and I say to the checkout, well, actually I don't want this. No, actually I don't need that. Actually,
but
I've
you
got
go into like a whole IKEA mindset.
Yeah, whilst I'm here.
So then do you engage in the cinnamon bun? Do you fika in IKEA?
I don't really like to eat in IKEA either. But what I do like is they have a packet, they're red, of cinnamon buns. And I do buy those to take home. Little mini tiny ones.
So no is the answer.
No, I don't eat in IKEA.
You don't fika in IKEA?
No, I don't fika in IKEA. No, I spend too much time, you know, walking around there slowly.
Picking up tea lights.
Picking up extension cords. whilst I'm here.
The thing is, you go to IKEA, you want to get in and out. Like, no one wants to hang around in IKEA.
I do. I like to go with Ollie. I think of it as like a date.
In IKEA?
Yeah.
Mate, you need to up your game in your marriage.
I quite like shopping with him. We actually quite enjoy.
I enjoy shopping with Adam too.
We enjoy a little trip to IKEA together. We talk about what colour napkins.
I'll say it again. You need to up your game. Seriously, I'm going to text Ollie after here and tell him to take you to a nice restaurant.
He took me to a lovely restaurant on Tuesday night.
Did it involve a cinnamon bun and a meatball?
No, neither. We had lamb.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went to Karen's house. She had been to that French patisserie on my high road. Do you know it? It is extraordinary. She possibly had to remortgage for those pastries.
I don't even know where your high road is.
You know, you do. The one at the top.
Okay.
They are very expensive there, which I...
Why did she get cinnamon buns?
She got a cinnamon swirl. She got a chocolate chip brioche.
She actually
went all in. And a pan au raisin. She was all in. She used the coffee machines. We had proper coffee. We totally caught
up. What else would she use?
Instant?
No.
Well, I can't mind an instant coffee.
I do. Don't ever.
Don't ever make me instant coffee.
That will not be fika. That's how you say it. I still don't know. And I will not drink it.
I just, the whole morning, the hour that we spent together having fika was a delight. I feel like...
Or fikering.
Yeah. I feel like I caught up on everything that was going on with her. She caught up on everything that was going on with me. We connected. We didn't look at our phones. We just had a lovely hour.
You ate pastries.
We ate pastries. We drank coffee. I went home at 12 o'clock feeling wonderful.
Full
in both soul and belly.
Lovely.
It was great.
Well done. You know what you can call that, don't you?
Self-care.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, here's something else that happened.
I've had this flurry of WhatsApp exchanges with my best friend Catherine, and we just haven't had a chance to have a proper chat. Last night, we managed 5 whole minutes. I just said, Catherine, do you want a fika with me? She said, I don't know what that is, but you know, I'll do anything with you. And I explained it, and basically, I had her at cinnamon bun. There's not much that Catherine won't do for a cinnamon bun,
or me, to
be honest. We are a couple of cinnamon bun sluts. And this time of year is particularly exciting because you're on the cusp of gales of when they turn from cinnamon bun to Christmas cardamom bun. Ooh. And that's a moment that Catherine and I wait most of the year for. So we ummed and ahed because she is a bit swamped with work and she's really behind and really she should be doing that. But we decided that on balance, being with each other and having a cup of coffee and a bun was definitely more important. So we're going to fika on Friday.
Fika Friday.
Fika Friday.
But do you know what happened?
No, I do know what happened.
You do, don't you?
I do.
I went to a birth.
Yeah.
Got in at 7:30 in the morning. Could not have Fika Friday with Catherine because I had to have some fika sleep.
That's just a fikering sleep.
I had to freaking sleep. So that was a shame. I did not end up fikering with her.
No, that is a shame.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Just to highlight.
Yeah.
You wait your whole year for the cardamom bun at
Gales? I'm just saying, it's a highlight of the year when Christmas comes around and the special bun comes into Gales. Right.
Well, now you're downplaying it because you didn't in that voice note. And also, love going shopping with my husband. It's a date in IKEA and I wait my whole year for the cardamom bun to appear in Gales. Mm. My darling.
Get a life. Can I just say... I think it's lovely that I'm very content and happy with the small things in life. I don't need big stuff. I just need little things. Keep me jolly.
I don't need big stuff either. I don't.
You know.
But
it was a shame.
But I think waiting your whole year for Gales to
release. I'm not saying that we go through the calorie. I don't text her and go, oh my God, Catherine, it's now November the 4th. Guess what?
We're 12 days away.
I'm saying that she'll hit me up on the WhatsApp and
have
say.
An advent calendar maybe. To count the days down till Gales release the cardamom bun.
She'll hit me up on the WhatsApp and say, they're in. I had one today. She will tell me that.
Oh, will she? Yeah. That's what my friend does with the Sweaty Betty sale.
Right. So, you know, it's a similar vibe.
Is it?
One is sportswear and one is buns. So that was...
I just didn't know.
Canceled.
You know, it's always nice to learn something new about you.
Yeah. What, that I love a bun?
You love a cinnamon bun.
Oh my God, I love them. Okay. So I texted Eliza, my sister-in-law. Hello, do you want to fika with me? Excuse me, she said. I said, make like a Swede and just say yes. It's not horrible. We already fika. She said, what am I getting myself involved in? Does it involve our vaginas? I said no. And then I told her what it was.
Does it involve
I chocolate? Sent her a little screenshot of what is fika and she went, fuck yes. I said, I told you, we fika all the time. She said, when can we fika? But in the end, we couldn't fika because it was supposed to be Friday, but I was asleep. And then Saturday she was seeing her sister. So we didn't fika. So I ended up...
Only fikaing once?
No, I fikaed twice because I fikaed with best friend of the show, therapist Kate Medlin.
We oh, had. You were going to say me. That's like, we did fika.
You're right, we did fika at my house.
Well, don't worry about it. You get on with your best friend of the show.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let's talk about the best friend of the show who hasn't been on in a year.
She hasn't, but I have seen her.
But she's the best friend of the show. Your best friend of the show. Lovely.
She hasn't been on the show for a year, but I do see her pretty much every week.
And she's your best friend of the show.
We always call her when we introduce her, best friend of the show.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
Well, we don't.
We do.
We call her our resident therapist.
That as well.
I've never heard you say that.
I feel
jealous.
We had a dog walk.
Yeah.
We walked to a cafe.
Yeah.
We had fika.
Did you have a cinnamon bun?
Nope. I had mushrooms on toast.
Did you? It's not the same.
And a cup of coffee.
Have you had the cardamom bun from Gales yet? You know
no,
what?
I don't even know,
you
know if what it's we're going to do? I don't know if it's in.
I'm going to go downstairs because our studio is above Gales. Yeah. I'm going to buy you one.
I don't know if it's in yet.
If it is, I'm going to get you
Catherine
one.
Hasn't given me the heads up, so okay. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I had a little fika with Kate. And yes, you and I had a fika at my house. We took a break from our work, didn't we, on Tuesday?
We did.
I met you, said, I'll have a coffee. And I said, I'm going to make you a cafetiere. And then we had a cafetiere. I don't think we had...
No, you were rummaging through your cupboard saying, oh, I don't have any cinnamon buns. And I said, I didn't know what fika was at this point. I said, why would you have cinnamon buns in your house?
Did we have lunch?
We always have lunch.
Yeah. So we definitely had a coffee break and fika. And then Ollie came home and said, why is the cafetiere out? Because this, on a Tuesday, that's a thing. Like on a Saturday and Sunday, yes. I said, well, Nicole and I were taking fika. He said, oh, how nice.
Hold on. So the cafetiere is only brought out
on the
weekends.
Yeah, because it's a lot of coffee and we share it in the morning. And it's, you know, the coffee drinking can go on for a few hours during the morning. But of a weekday.
Yeah, but a cafetiere wouldn't last a few hours.
Well, sometimes we are a bit revolting and like if it's cold, stick it in the microwave.
That's grim.
It's a bit grim, but it's fine. But of a weekday, you just want the quick shot out of the machine done.
That's what you did for me yesterday.
No time for lingering over a cafetiere.
Oh, I see. Okay. See? You see? You're not the only one. I'm not the only one that does an endurance test for things. It's like quick shot, coffee, work, let's go. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Cafetiere's got a whole different vibe.
It's got a whole Sunday vibe.
So when he saw the cafetiere out...
Yeah, he was confused.
He saw leisure time in front of him.
He was bamboozled.
He almost felt as if he'd walked into the wrong house.
I'm sorry, I thought it was Tuesday, but maybe it's actually still Sunday. What's going on here?
This feels all wrong in my soul.
This is madness!
Okay. I think we learned a lot about you this week. Do we? Learn a lot about you.
I don't know. None of it good. Anyway, that's my week.
Okay.
Let's hear yours.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research, scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
It's 7:52 in the morning. Me and my husband have just been to the gym. And now, on our way home, I asked him if he wanted to do fika. Is it a verb, fika? Anyway, we're going to fika together. We're going to sit and we're going to have coffee and we're not going to be on our phones and we're not going on our laptops and I'm not going to do the washing and we're just going to sit for 15 minutes at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning and have fika, do fika, either way.
Now, be honest, when you came home from the gym and said, Adam, shall we do fika?
His whole face
lit
up.
His whole face lit up and he thought, oh my God, she's read some like incredible sexual practice and now she wants to do it with me.
His whole face lit up.
So then bless his heart.
Bless his heart. But we had been to the gym and we were all sweating. There was no way he wanted to, you know, do
no,
that.
No, but he probably thought, oh my God, her endorphins are really going and now she wants to fika. And I don't know what that is, but I like the sound
but
of it.
But he did make a joke after the fika. And yeah. He said, that was some great fika.
Good.
And it was lovely and divine. And that's how we started our day off together.
That's
it was
so nice.
Really gorgeous. We never do that.
You see that little moment. I know we're taking the piss a little this week, but that little 5-10 minutes of just connection with your husband, no phones, no laptops, just being together, sharing a cup of coffee. That was nice, right?
It was really, it was Monday morning. So it really set our week up.
Right.
Set our week up really beautifully.
I think that's so nice.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Number two.
Okay.
Just finished at the gym. I just said to my gym girls, would you like to go and fika? And they were like, what's that? So I told them and I said, we stop in the middle of the day and we go and have coffee and cake and enjoy each other. And they looked at me when I said cake. I said, well, we don't have to have cake. We can just have a ginger shot and a green tea. So that's what we're going to do. We're doing our version of fika. Although one of them then said, actually, I deserve the cake, which she does.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there.
Go for it.
This is a whole different vibe when you fika with your gym buddies, isn't it?
Well, I'm allowed to fika with my gym buddies. No. I'm going to get defensive immediately.
But it's a different kind of vibe, isn't it? Because the thought of
They're not going to do the cinnamon bun after we've just had a massive workout. They're not.
No, they're not.
So it's just, that's why I was asking if the cake was imperative.
It's not imperative.
It still counts.
It totally counts. Did anyone like time the others while they had their drink?
One just sort of sprinted to the end of Gales and back, see how quickly they could do it, to see if they could do it before the barista had finished the coffee. She won. We did it in relays.
Did you do
squat jumped to the end.
Did you get all the disposable plastic lids and then lay them out in lines and then do that thing where you have to hop between them? You know, like the footballers do the training. Did you do that?
No.
Did you do it up the length of the cafe?
We could have done.
I wish you had.
We could have done, but that would have been very wasteful.
Or did you do another thing where you got like a full cup of coffee and then put it behind you and then had to do sit-ups, but you couldn't go back too far in case you spilled
that would,
on
that's
the coffee?
Very good. You could be a trainer.
Oh my God, I'm a natural PT.
So we didn't do any of that.
You didn't.
We didn't.
Okay.
We went.
Yeah.
We bought coffee.
Yeah.
And we sat for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely chat.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Great.
I did have a shot, I'll have you know.
Oh, you did. That's why there's a mild sense of defensiveness in there, because she did do that. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that. You said it has to include a beverage. That is officially
a
beverage.
It's definitely a beverage. It's just not one that you can sit and linger over with, warm your hands on it, tell tales of your life over it.
No, you have to neck it.
Yeah.
And then see who's got the most resistance to it.
Necking something and seeing who doesn't throw up isn't like what I would call relaxation and connection.
Listen, I can only do things how I do things. Anyway,
okay,
get the third one.
Yep.
Am I loving this week? My friend, it always seems to be around the gym, she says to me, you got time for a coffee after? And I said, no, I haven't, I've got to rush off. And then I thought, no, my job this week is to fika. So we did. We went for a walk. It's glorious sunshine. We went and got coffee. We walked back to our cars and it was 40 minutes of absolute deliciousness.
Amazing.
Oh, that counts.
So why are you saying you did it wrong?
Because we were walking.
Yeah. And then you got coffee. Walked with your coffees.
We walked with our coffees.
I think that is perfectly acceptable.
And it was so funny because we came out of the gym. We walked to Gales. It's about a 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then walked back. And she was such a fast walker, I could barely keep up with her. This is your gym girls for you. And then we walk into the coffee shop, it's like quite tired. I said, my God, you walk fast. She goes, no, you walk fast. I was keeping up with you. I was like, we were practically running.
again. I'm going to have a relaxing coffee, but actually we're racing. We're racing.
We were in absolute fits. We thought it was so funny that we were both keeping up with each other. I said, the funny thing is neither one of us are out of breath.
No.
And then when we came out, she said, fuck it, should we just sprint? I'm like, no, you're good. I've got a hot coffee in my hand.
Oh, God. Do you know,
we're very different,
I'm
aren't we?
I'm thinking, like, if we had a holiday and we combined my friends, your friends, I'm not sure that we'd spend any time together.
No, but...
The two groups.
My friends outside of the gym, they don't do all this nonsense.
Thank God. They're like normal people.
Well, this is why I have to have my gym tribe.
Yeah, you do. It's important for you to be with your own. Your own sort.
So you don't drag me into it.
Thank God. Although I was just having a vision just now of, do you think the month of exercise would have gone better if I'd done the exercise but Saeed had stood in front of me holding out a bun, and so I had to kind of do things in order to get the bite?
He does often give treats.
He did once get us a black coffee.
He's very into rugler. You know what rugler is?
Rugler. Pastries swirled with...
Like Jewish pastries.
I mean, yeah, of course I know what they are. I'm Jewish and I love a pastry. Saeed enjoys a Danish pastry. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I cannot believe this.
Would you like to fika with him?
I would love to fika with him. What's his arugula of choice?
Does he have to take his top off whilst he does it?
Obviously, he could spill crumbs. Are you telling me he brings mini Danish to the gym?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this information a year ago?
He doesn't always do it, but occasionally he does. Like, I walked in one morning and I was really late and I hadn't had a chance to go home, so I hadn't eaten anything. I said, have you got a banana here? He goes, I haven't. And he pulled out this whole big thing of pastries.
I am shook to my core.
Why?
Because the guy doesn't look like he mainlines pastries.
I know, but he's young. That's why.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. I mean, maybe an option for the epilogue show if he's got a free 10 to 30 minutes and wants to fika topless with some mini Danish. I'm there. I'm there for it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so not there for it.
You have to be there, otherwise it would be inappropriate.
I am not having a Danish with Saeed with his top off. That'd be really fucking weird.
You have to chaperone.
No. Fuck off. I'm just, there's nothing to do with me. I don't want any part of that. Should we go to summary?
I think we'd better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what worked?
I really liked, in all seriousness, taking time to catch up with people properly. Properly, as in what
you
is going on.
You only did it once.
I did it twice. I did it with Kate and I did it with Karen, and I also did it with you.
No, so that's three times, by the way. And you just said, I did it twice, and then you've forgotten about me.
I don't really feel like I need to catch up with you.
It's
fine. I speak to you 25 times.
You've got your best friend of the show. It's fine. You've got your best friend of the show, Kate Medlin.
Fuck's sake.
I sit here week on week. I'm by your side through everything. And your best friend of the show is stitching my whole face lit up. And then I was heartbroken in seconds because you said someone else. It was like, you know, when you're about to stand up and get the Oscar and then you realise they're not calling your name. No, I'll sit back down then. Pipe down over there.
Have we now got to the point where I take you for granted? Is that where we are in our relationship now? Oh my God, we've got there. It's happened.
It happened very quickly. We're only 2 years in. I thought we had a good five in us.
Clearly not.
No, I fikered twice. Oh, I'm with you. It's what you said. You fikered three times.
How many days a week do we spend together and have lunch together, which always involves coffee?
Three.
Right. So I don't really need to catch up with you because there's literally nothing that either of us do that the other doesn't know about. Literally nothing.
There must be something.
I would have to pluck them out the sky because there must be pretty much everything that happens in either of our lives is then repeated back to the other person. Both the important, unimportant, inappropriate, appropriate, work and non-work.
It's all right. You fikered twice. I got it.
Yeah, fikered twice.
Right. You fikered twice
with other people.
You fikered twice.
You don't count.
I got it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. I feel really loved and valued.
You didn't count me in your Fika week.
How do you know? I haven't summarised yet.
Oh, okay. Right. I enjoyed catching up and I enjoyed proper quality time.
Yes.
I think it's important. I think that we don't do it enough. And
I think it's also really important to enjoy and appreciate the people closest to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really taken the piss this week about something which at the heart
it's brilliant.
Of it,
it's actually brilliant.
It's very important.
We're not taking the piss out of the practice.
No.
Let's be specific. I was taking the piss out of you.
That's fine. I can handle that.
It's not the practice.
I'm used to it by now.
The practice is great.
The practice is great. What worked for you?
I like the intention.
Yes.
So that coffee with Adam was just gorgeous.
Yes.
The coffee with my friend after the gym, it actually didn't take anything out of my day, but it really lifted my spirits, and she's just a lovely person to be with. So it was just great fun.
Didn't it also add to your day because you left the fika feeling uplifted?
I just said that.
No, you said it didn't take away from my day. But I'm saying I think it added to your day.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Are you splitting hairs now?
Yeah. Downsides?
Oh, I'll tell you what the downside was.
Yeah.
My very, very close friend and partner
Who's
doesn't
that?
Appreciate me. Forgets about me, doesn't notice me.
Oh, God.
Last on her list. Doesn't even know when she's fikered with me. That's the downside. That's what didn't work. And you?
I think I would notice if I didn't fiker with you. I fiker with you endlessly. All we do is fiker.
That's not true.
We fika a lot.
We do fika a lot. We do fika a lot.
We fika at least 6 times a week. At least.
No, because we don't. Because we will sit and have a coffee and our laptops are open and we're working or we're emailing.
Are we? Or are we actually, you know, talking about other things that are not work related for a vast majority of the time? Coffee? Do you want a coffee? Oh, yeah, I love a coffee. So that's how...
Oh, you never guess what happened to me at the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But we're still working, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because a large portion of our show, in fact, 90% of our show is based around this relationship.
Which now we've noticed is coming to a
sad
end.
It's cracks.
The cracks are showing. Cracks. Do you think we need therapy? That could be another show.
Couples counsellor.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get our best friend at the show to do it. Maybe she'll do it. Or maybe she'll let me see you.
Because now you're going to bring resentment into the space. So we can't. That's it.
Never in my life. My best friend of the show.
My second best friend on the show is James.
And the third one will be James's dog,
Teddy. Teddy. Yeah. Yep.
Fourth one, Saeed.
Saeed is not in the show.
Saeed. Well, we talk about him a lot. No, he's not in the show.
No. So you've got fourth place. Fourth best friend of the show.
It's only my fucking show. That's fine. 50% of it is mine.
Is it coming in the club?
Yes, because I'll tell you what. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Actually trying to be professional now.
Yeah.
I would like people to fika at the club.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Are they going to work at the club? Is it not purely a leisure space, wellness and leisure space? Or is there room for work?
I think there would be a room where they can be on their laptops.
I'm not definitely not going to ban that.
Because I would like them to come and have a business meeting if they want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise it's restrictive.
I definitely don't want to restrict it, but I definitely don't want to make it too worky a vibe.
No, that's why there's only one room. And it's not a very big
one. One room and it's small.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all workplaces should have this.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice.
Yeah. You're going to hang out at IKEA now. Maybe you can take me there on a date to say sorry.
Not if you're going to rush around in 6.34 minutes. Okay, I'll take you on a date to IKEA if you sit inside the trolley and I can push you around at a leisurely, slow pace.
Oh, it would kill me.
Would it?
Yeah, I just can't do anything slowly.
And you have to, like, linger over chopping boards.
There is something that didn't work for me. I felt guilty.
Which bit of it made you feel guilty?
The stopping. Not very good at it.
No, you're not.
I'm just not.
We discovered that in our week of rest.
And our week of Nixon.
Yeah. I think essentially you're not cut out to live in Sweden. That's what I'm concluding.
Do you think I'd be chucked out?
That's what I've learnt from this week's show.
I like moving at a fast pace. It really works for me.
Okay, great.
But I do like this.
You do.
And I see the value, and it's definitely coming in the club, and I think it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. There is no downside.
Brilliant.
There we go. So that's our show on Fika. We'll be back on Friday hearing from you guys and see if you know how to Fika. And or if you're going to make time for Fika.
Shall you Fika? Will you Fika?
Just make sure that when you ask your best friend to Fika, that it is the right person. Anyway, we'll be back on Wednesday with a new snippet. Well, an old snippet from an old show. So make sure you tune in for that. If you want to be in touch, hello at selfcareclub.co.uk. Come DM us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. And we'll be back on Wednesday.
See you then.